There are two basic ways in which a program may be executed by a computer. The program may be translated into machine instructions, which are then directly executed by the hardware processor. The second way is interpretation. The program may be examined by another program called an interpreter program, which acts like a processor and runs the original program. Java combines these ideas in a way that takes some explanation. To run a Java program, the source file, the source program, is first translated into a set of bytecodes. A Java bytecode is a machine instruction for a Java processor. A file of bytecodes is a machine language program for a Java processor. Here is a picture of the sample program, hello.java, being translated into bytecodes. The file of bytecodes, the machine language for the Java processor, is called hello.class. In the picture, the source program, hello.java, is examined by a program called Java C running on your computer. The Java C program is a compiler, a translator, that translates the source program into a bytecode file called hello.class. Really important idea. The bytecode file contains exactly the same bytecodes no matter what computer system you are using. The architecture of the processor that executes Java bytecodes is well documented and available to anyone. The Java compiler on a Macintosh will produce the exact same bytecodes as the Java compiler on an Intel system. Could a hardware processor chip be built that executes Java bytecodes directly, just as a Pentium executes its machine language program directly?